Artie Lang, what's up, man?
How are you, buddy?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. We're waiting on your phone call here, and I'm reading Wanna Bet, your new book. I cannot put it down.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, the three books me and my buddy wrote, it's definitely the funniest, I think. It's a cautionary tale through dark humor, I think.
You know, we just got the book, and so we'll thumb through it here, but I love the story. You lost 16 grand on the Celtics in 90s. What's the dumbest thing you've ever bet on?
Probably the Jets.
Well, we're in Ohio. At least you didn't bet on the Browns.
Oh, my God, the Browns. Well, you know, betting LeBron James would stay with the Cavs his entire life. I mean, what the hell? I'm a Jersey guy. I feel bad. I'm mad at LeBron. I mean, just what are you doing? Just stay there. You have to go and make the Lakers good again. Who care? What a bunch of scumbags.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I bet once that Delonte
West would not sleep with LeBron's brother.
You lost that. Do you think with LeBron, because he hangs out with the dudes in high school still, and it always seems like he's got to go someplace where he's got to be liked. Everybody's got to like LeBron.
Yeah, no, I know. I mean, listen, it's the ego on these guys is crazy. And there's a crazy thing. I think some designer is a con man, and there's this new design with these basketball players where they have suits that don't fit them. They have suits that look like a midget sold them a suit. You know, it's like they're it doesn't look like they're like LeBron wears suits that are too small, and it's like he's so cool he's trying to look uncool or something, and he's got the sunglasses and he's got to be Elvis in the press conferences and
yeah,
it's like enough, and you got to go to the Lakers and that scumbag town and be like there. You know what he's gonna be? I know what he's gonna do. He's gonna be like the villain in the next Transformers movie or something. He's gonna want to act and like Shaquille O'Neal playing a genie. And everyone's got to like him in that. But I feel for you in Cleveland, man. At least he got a ring there. But how many restaurants go out of business because LeBron leaves? Think about that.
Yeah.
Think about all the wings that are not going to be sold.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That is Artie Lang. The book is Wanna Bet, comedian, actor. I love the story of Chris Farley, where Norm MacDonald put you in charge of watching Chris Farley. Wow.
That indicates problems.
Chris goes into the bathroom with Andy Dick. Oh, geez.
Yeah, and Norm comes back, and, you know, it's like, I said, Norm, you know, he went to the bathroom with Andy Dick. There's only two reasons a man goes into a bathroom with Andy Dick, and both are bad. And Norm said, geez, I hope he's high.
When we knew you were coming on, I threw
Norm
it on social
so
media. I said, hey, we're going to have Artie on. Everybody loves him. What's the one question? And a lot was the same theme. So I sum it up in one question. What's your best coke binge story? Is it doing coke in the pig suit?
Yeah, that's got to be it. I mean, that one best moment in the history of the first 20 years of the Howard Stern Show was that story. And you're talking about a lot of competition. You're talking about midgets getting thrown by people. You're talking about Beetlejuice naked next to William Shatner in a segment. And me doing coke in the pig suit won best segment. And I think that proves that. I mean, it's hard to beat that. I looked exactly like a pig. Doing cocaine in a car at 8 in the morning in Los Angeles. That's gotta sum it up.
Oh, that's so great. And, you know, I guess it's just all about excess. It doesn't have to be drugs, whether it's booze or gambling in your case, as well as the other addictions. I didn't know Norm MacDonald was that big of a gambler.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Norm is and me were a bad team because we both had that crazy addiction of gambling. And Norm's got a great line about gambling. He goes, you know, they call gambling a disease, but it's the only disease where you could win a bunch of money.
Yeah.
And that's not true with cancer. My other favorite joke about gambling is it just shows why people are into it. Don Gavin, a great comedian from Boston.
Yeah, I know.
Donnie, he's one of the best. And he goes, I saw a billboard that said, if you have a problem with gambling, a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. And I called 1-800-GAMBLER, and I said, I have a gambling problem. The dealer has a 10 and an 8, and I have a 7. What should I do?
That's great. Is there going to be
classic?
What I think an underrated movie, your beer league movie, are you going to do a part two?
Well, let's thank you for saying it's underrated. You know, everybody who we wanted to have a laugh at that movie laughs. So the perfect demographic. We're proud of the movie creatively, but it might be the most unsuccessful venture in the history of business. So I don't think we're going to get anybody to get high enough to give us money. But I never know. There's enough people maybe on that GoFundMe thing to do it, but look, we're satisfied with how good the first one came out, but not exactly a Star Wars type business there.
I liked you and Nick DiPaolo doing the podcast, the show on DirecTV. He's a great dude. And then you started hooking up with Anthony. Are you going to go back to doing a podcast?
I would love to. The thing that I think I'm the best at in this business, and it's just because I'm not great at a lot of things, but is talking on the radio. And a podcast where you're completely uncensored, that was the most fun ever. I did 400 of my own over 2 years, and it was, I could just not stop talking. But, you know, again, it's my life as a degenerate. I can't have structure. I did a podcast in my kitchen. I was late 14 times.
How long do you think?
I caught traffic by the bathroom. there were black comedians beating me to my kitchen.
How long do you think Howard will go, Artie?
Say it again.
How long do you think Howard will remain on SiriusXM?
I got to tell you, man, that's a great question. I have the full honesty with Howard. I was a huge fan of his, and I was a guest on the show. That I worked there for 8.5 years, 2 feet from the guy. And I got to know him personally, too, and then now I'm back to being a fan who can't get him on the phone. But I got to tell you, he's a guy who I think needs the show. He's so good at it, you know, and it's something that's not a physical thing. Michael Jordan would still be playing basketball physically. It allowed him, and he can still do it.
Yeah,
I think he's going to do it for longer than people think.
He's going to be Larry King.
He could be. You know, and I think that's the thing he's dreading, is becoming Larry King.
Well, Wanna Bet's the new book. Artie Lang, we love having you on. We appreciate it, brother. Good luck the rest of the way, man.
Thanks, guys, for having the time to talk to me. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, take care,
so
man.
So long.
Yeah. Artie Lang, very funny, man.
Yeah, he
Some
is.
Good stuff.
I
good
guess
book.
When you wear your abuses, your addictions out front like that. Yeah.
You know, I mean, what he's like?
He's got three books. This is the third one, and he addresses it in every one.
Me and him have one thing in common. I think when we, you know, you tell stories about my childhood and you cringe, I think they're funny because you got a drunk, and drunks could be funny. He looks at his ODing and doing coke and all that stuff. He looks at it as funny. People look at it different ways, and he's always looked at all this crappy drinking bleach. He looks at it as funny.
Yeah.
So to him, we look at it as, oh my God, he drank bleach and stabbed himself 9 times. He looks at it as comedy.
Yeah, that's, I don't know.
Well, that's what he does.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't find it funny, but he does.
Yeah, Norm MacDonald, who knew, a gambler.
Yeah.
Yeah, comics are famous for gambling.
Really?
I knew a bunch. A lot of times it was great when you worked a city, if you were a gambler, that had a track. Because they ran during the day.
Yeah.
So you could go a Tuesday, a Wednesday, a Thursday. You could gamble. And then if you lost, you just get a front on your cash early. Yeah, that's a bad rut to get in.
You gamble with
a
me,
bunch of guys.
You just don't pay.
Dan Patrick.
Big gambler?
The sports talker. Yeah, addicted. He quit.
Dude, that's
He's
bad.
He's been sober from gambling for years.
That's bad because when you do sports radio, you probably think you know more than other people. So you think, well, I know this team.
I think it started when he was in college, but
I got you.
He's been in broadcasting forever.
Well, a great interview. You're going to hear that in the best of tomorrow, 7 to 10. So we'll play that on Saturday for you, and you'll find that on iTunes. To subscribe, just search Torg and Elliott. Hit that plus button. It comes right to your phone.